Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and welcome to The Power of Your Destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We're having some technical difficulty, but, you know, as I always say, anything that's made of man, anything that's mechanical, can shut down on you, and it most of the time that it will. It was not made to last. The only thing that was made to last is our salvation and our relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm so happy to have you here on today on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. I tell you, we are going to have a wonderful, exciting time today. We have today with us Dr. Charles Richburg, and we're going to talk about the tools to leadership success, the tools to leadership success. Dr. Richburg is very astute in this particular subject matter. We're so honored and so blessed to have him on today. We're going to play some audios, and we'll be right back after these audio messages. Again, welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll be right back. This is the Christian Lifestyle Network, part of the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. I'm going to get it together, get my tongue together and everything else. But we're so happy that you're here with us on today, here on the Power of Your Destiny. And we'll be right back after these audio messages.
Hi, this is Krista Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, where we are bringing you, that's right, the man and the woman, timeless beauty for your mind, your body, and your spirit. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m., where you will be enlightened, inspired, and empowered, right here on the Christian Lifestyle Network. Stay beautiful, be you, and God bless.
I know that there are people that are trapped, they're stuck on stupid, they're stuck on broke, they're stuck on tricking and scamming, they're stuck on desperation, they're stuck on bad choices, they're stuck in lust, and they really want to change. They've cried about it, they felt guilty. But today something went off in your head, that if you make a decision, I change the direction of the way I think, then I can change the direction of the way I live.
The warfare is in your mind. It's not in your checkbook. It's not in your savings account. It's not on your job. The fight that you got to fight is in your mind.
Don't look for those spectacular to come out of the sky. We are the sky. What we look is to change, we must change. And the only way to change is to make sure you ain't doing the same thing every day of your life.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what title you hold. I don't care what position you're in. I don't care what it looks like to people. This is not about people. This is about your life. There is nothing as powerful as a changed mind.
I don't expect you to believe in my dream like I believe in my dream. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you want it to happen, that means you're going to have to get home at 2:15 and get your butt up at 5 so you can get to Detroit by 6.
It's very important to sort of move on, and I think also losses make you stronger. It's important to learn out of those mistakes. And then you become better and a better player, you work harder, you know, a light goes up in your head and you're like, you know what, I think I understand now what I need to improve.
It must become a lifestyle. Changing who you are must become a priority. three-part beings, mind, body, and spirit. Feed one more than the other one, you'll notice it instantly. All three parts need to be fed equally. That's the only way you balance yourself out in life.
You already know it. It's already in your head and your fingers and your heart. You just don't trust yourself.
So no matter what you say to me, no matter what you say I cannot do, no matter what you say I will not do, I must do. I have to do. I am king. I live as king. I walk as king.
Oh yes, it's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some challenges. It's going to be some tests. But even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change. As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road and click the heel to your mind and set your affections on things that are above, you could have been free years ago. You know you can't go into the future thinking like you were thinking and feeling like you were feeling. You are forced to the point that you have got to get your head out first, and everything else is going to follow.
I took my greatest pain, and I made my greatest pain my greatest friend. I recognized that pain does exist, but no pain lasts always. No pain lasts always. No matter what you've ever been through, you had to go through it. Do nothing the same.
Many of you, as I have been, as I am, are where you are in your life based upon what you believe. And it's not just what you think you believe on the surface, it's also your shadow beliefs that are holding you back from moving into the life that you believe.
I engage a page, turn a burner, stage the fragrance, raises similar to native sages, saging, unlocking a cage of praises for rock of ages, let random rambling rappers rant and raving, inflame verbs to your nerve endings, literally feeling these words in my tendons, and rattling occupants of the venue sinews, while the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit. And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps needing a force quit. To learn to speak immigrants, the language of the broken, like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect, rapping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we can do to say thank you for how he blessed us. All else is blasphemy. Disagree, get at me. And he with no standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes for the rights to keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Neck breaks, concussions, gashes, and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more bites than shark week. Excellent. My writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles are plenty. Pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding. There's no play day. Muscled up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
of the most dangerous terms in English diction. If it could be translated into audio, it would sound like from the saxophone of Lisa Simpson. Two words designed and strategically combined to form the biggest oxymoron in the history of mankind. Almost. But see, as far as the world's concerned, you could live your life foul and could almost get away with murder if you have a nice smile. You could almost meet folks just to almost sleep around and stop at your local clinic while you almost had a child. See, almost is no stranger to Satan. Here's proof. He only tells lies when they're almost the truth, and it's amazing. In our incompleteness, we find complacence. But if almost is one of Lucifer's many traits, then we are inadvertently good at Satan impersonations. But on the contrary, Christ did his job fully, and he proved he was God when he died on the cross like it was his duty. And to pardon my iniquities that I committed rudely, he resurrected from the grave just to tell death to excuse me. But excuse me, this is your life, and that's something I can't impose on. But your body is God's home, which wasn't loaned to get foreclosed on. See, an almost Christian looks right but lives wrong. In Romans, so they sit down to be comforted in Psalms. Never understood worship, but love to sing songs like I surrender all. Most. Because it's far too expensive for you to spend your life on something that doesn't appeal to your five senses. See, nowadays Christianity's like a Louis rag. No functional use, but we just rock it because it's stylish. Not righteous, but right-ish. So now all God sees is a pile of Ishmaels when he intended for Isaacs. So technically, we've never really been saved. We've merely tried it. So no wonder why we're never sold out when we return it after we buy it now. Let me break it down, because you need to be aware that your life could lack the very standards that need to be there. Because on that final day of judgment, while God's receiving his heir, will he say, son, well done, or medium rare? Because even by worldly standards, it'd be highly insane for you to start spending all of your money days before you almost get paid like parents. You wouldn't send your kids to a school that's almost safe. And ladies, would you really date a man who claims he's almost straight? Thing about God that we all try to get around, but his standards are like between two mountains, no middle ground. So a halfway life is unprofitable to you, because after all the Sunday services, Bible studies, and prayer meetings, and everything that goes between, God will say, I never knew you. But that's not even the worst part of living your life as neutral. It's that you are once Arctic, but it's your warmness that is causing him to spew you. And this is the very thing that had me. I was bound and held down by the unforgiving gravity of my spiritual reality. I was a Christian, or at least I portrayed the fantasy. with a filthy personal life, but God bless you, brother. How you doing, sister? Personality. I was a mail enveloped by guilt because I was stamped a sinner. I said, I was a mail enveloped by guilt because I was stamped a sinner. My message couldn't be received because I didn't represent the sender, yet I was almost delivered. Till that one day that I totally, absolutely, and completely surrendered, I took heed to a modern prophet who proclaimed it was time for change. Now I'm no longer bound to sin, point blank, off the chain. You could ask Umar Abdul-Muttalib. He'll tell you the same. You don't almost go to jail when you almost blow up a plane. Like you don't almost go to hell when you almost get saved. Despise the cross that he was slain and thus the cause in which he came. But don't worry, I'm almost done. But before I leave this stage, we have all worked in sin and death was minimum wage. I said, we've all worked in sin and death was minimum wage. But if it wasn't for Christ, we would have almost got paid.
God bless you and welcome back to the Poverty Destiny broadcast. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. We pray and hope we got the bugs worked out here. We have Dr. Richburg on the line. Dr. Richburg.
Yes, good afternoon. Excuse me. Good afternoon. I can hear you fine.
Amen. Amen. We've had some challenges this evening, my brother, but this too shall pass. We thank God for having you here on the show. Would you share with the audience who you are, Dr. Richburg?
Sure. As was stated earlier, Reverend Butler mentioned that none of the technology is perfect, so we just proved that for any doubters out there. Briefly, I'm a doctor of education. I operate Richburg Career Services, private organization. My wife and I moved here recently from the New York City area, and I'm hoping this evening that we'll be able to share information that will be helpful to the listening audience as it pertains to career development, leadership, and all the associated challenges that we face.
Amen. Amen. So Dr. Richburg, since we're running so far behind, I'd like to just get into our discussion with Richburg Career Services. Share with us some of the offerings that you have, and so I know you do a lot of consultations. And our discussion today, we're talking about school leadership success, and I know you have you're just a cauldron of a wealth of information. We probably won't get it all out today, but can you just share with us some of the services that Richburg Career Services shares, please?
Sure, I'll be happy to, Dr. Butler. Richburg Career Services was launched in March of 2015, and we provide career and educational services to college students as well as those who are not necessarily interested in college but who are looking for careers. And I'm not talking about jobs when I say careers. I'm talking about careers, a place where you can settle, develop yourself, and be able to move forward to better support yourself and your family. In addition, we also offer entrepreneurship training for those who may be interested in developing as entrepreneurs, which is an area that is growing throughout our country. So the services we offer, one of the main services that we provide, we help students and those who are interested in training and finding financing to support their college education and training, whether you're considering starting your college career or you had to drop out because you didn't have the money. That's one of the primary areas that we focus on to ensure that we can help you to develop and prepare properly in order to move forward.
And with everything that you just shared with us, with the college students and understanding about a job versus a career, Dr. Ritzberg, because everybody, I think this is in the vernacular of most people and in the mindset of most people, if I can just find a good job. And a lot of people don't realize that to me, and I think it's totally subjective when we say a good paying job. For someone, a good paying job might be $1,000 a week. For someone else, it might be $10,000 a week. So it's totally subjective. But when we're talking about a career, there's something that plugs into the sustainability of lifetime wealth and knowledge when we're talking about a career. So would you kind of explain the difference between a career and a job for us, sure, for those listeners, so they understand that there is a difference?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Dr. Butler. One of the services we provide at Ritzberg Career Services, I developed what's called the CPA. We help all of our customers to have their own CPA. CPA is simply an acronym for Customized Plan of Action, because when we're talking about developing a career, naturally that's going to require some specific training that's related to the industry that you may be interested in. And again, I'm not talking necessarily about having to spend anywhere from 2 to 10 years getting a college degree to do that, although I strongly encourage my customers who are of a mindset to earn a college degree, because that too can provide opportunities that may otherwise would not be available. But when we're talking a career, we're talking about starting at a specific point, setting goals to be able to advance oneself in their career. And career training is much different from job hunting. I'll give you a quick example. Most of your listeners right now, Dr. Butler, could go to the nearest McDonald's or fast food outlet and fill out an application. And there's a likelihood that they would have a job before the sun goes down. They'll give you one of those little paper hats with the chicken bouncing up and down, and you got it. And you got yourself job. But when we talk about career, as you said earlier, we're talking about developing a different mindset. Chief among that mindset has to be strategic planning. And the reason strategic planning is something that we emphasize greatly here at Ritzberg Career Services is because oftentimes the first question one would ask is how. Good strategic planning requires you to ask the first question that should be asked is why. Because once we can identify the why, then the how becomes easier. The know-how is there, but the why, and that's the question that prospective customers must be able to ask for themselves. That why will help lead you to a career as opposed to bouncing from job to job to job.
Right. Well, I totally agree with you, strategic planning, and I always try to lump into, and this is just my take, Dr. Ritzberg, try to lump into strategic planning, skill sets, and things of that nature. But it's so interesting that you would include the question why, which a lot of people don't ask the question why. The question why, could you dig into that? Are we asking why are we going into that career field? The whys of how we're going to make it financially. Can you explain to us a little bit more of your definition of the why going into strategic planning?
Sure, I'll be happy to, Dr. Butler. When I talk about why as it comes to career development, whether that career would include some college, no college, or perhaps a lot of college, when we think about the whys, we have to develop a long-range vision for that why. Why is it that you want, for example, to be an airline pilot? Why is it, for example, you want to be a leader in the cybersecurity industry? See, when one asks why, and they answer that why, I assure you, I guarantee you that the how will be easier to follow, because you can always be shown how to do the how, but it's the why. Why do I want to do this?
Right, right. Very, very good point, my brother. That is a very good point. In fact, once the why is answered, then the other, the when, where's, and how's kind of take care of themselves as I'm following the thread that you're leading. Would that be a correct assessment?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just to elaborate a little further, thousands of people, students and non-students alike, fail to complete their training or their education. And one of the reasons why they fail often is their lack of preparation. I'm one who strongly believes that there are two things in life that cannot be substituted: experience and preparation. It's impossible to substitute those two things. And when the preparation is done properly, you give yourself a better chance of being successful, and that's one of the highlights of virtual services, because we spend the time, we meet people where they are, and I want your listeners to be very clear about this. Wherever you are in your particular life, wherever you are in your thinking about your life, that is where we meet you, because trying to meet you anywhere else is going to be a tug of war, and I'm not looking to do that with anyone.
Amen, amen. And I'm so happy that you said that about the experience and the preparation. When I taught seminary, I used to teach all of my students at all times, your first calling is preparation. God isn't going to lead you into anything unless He's already prepared you for it, already equipped you for it. So when you're talking about leadership, when we're talking about leadership development, preparation and experience, and I have to steal that one from you, Dr. Richberg. I like that experience piece as well.
You're welcome.
the experience of preparation. We have a caller on the line. Let's get him into the keyboard here. This is Dr. Butler. I have Dr. Richberg with me. Do you have a question or comment, caller? Dr. Butler, do you have a question or comment? Caller, this is Dr. Butler. Do you have a question or comment? Dr. Richberg, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. Hey, man. The caller, I think they sound like they were preoccupied there in the back. You know, I was reading over your bio and some of the you always love research or guests as they are coming on, and I see they call you the Grant Doctor. That is a pretty prestigious handle to have. So could you share with us how you got that and share with the listeners why you're considered the Grant Doctor, please?
Sure, I'll be happy to do that. And please, your listeners, hopefully they will keep in mind that that was a New York moniker. As I said earlier, my wife has only been in South Carolina for a year. Matter of fact, this is our one-year anniversary in South Carolina. However,
happy anniversary.
Thank you. The moniker of Grant's Doctor came about because, in addition to running my organization, I also serve as an adjunct professor at the community college, undergraduate and graduate school levels, teaching organizational management and organizational leadership in various programs. And one of the things that I do, that I've done actually over the last few years, is I have conversations with my students generally before or after class, and the conversations are not necessarily related to, they're not course-related conversations we have. And what I found during those conversations, when I asked them what their greatest challenges are, more times than not, they talk about finances, not being able to either start their college career, having to drop out because of finances. And I tell you, this is something that does not have to happen. Tens of millions of dollars are made available by the public from both public and private donors. And the challenge for most people is knowing how to navigate the process to access those dollars. So after I was able to help several students find money, because you got to always put to the test what you're saying. And I gave my students an assignment to go out and find grants. And I walked them through the process, and each of them came back. And they said, well, Dr. Richburg, I found $7,000 here. I found $5,000 there. I said, well, I'm glad you were able to do that with the guidance, because now you know I'm not sitting here making up things. And once I did that, I started getting more and more calls, because the money that's out there, I'll share a quick, very quick story with you. Having lunch with a colleague of mine not long ago who works for the U.S. Department of Education, he said to me one day, he said, Charles, he said, it's amazing and it's very disheartening that so many students drop out of school because they don't have money, yet tens of millions of dollars are returned every year to both public and private donors because there are not enough people who actually apply for these funds. And we talked about that, and he gave me some ideas about how to take this particular gap that most people run into. And I did more research, and I continued to research, and I found out that one of the reasons that a lot of students will not pursue these funds, because one, the work can be tedious, it can be time consuming. I don't want to give the impression that you just fill out an application and boom, all of a sudden you have $10,000. It takes time. And what I do with my customers, I offer them two options. I can show them how to do it for themselves in an hour or so. I can do this for them. And naturally, the cost is going to be more if I have to do it, because that means I have to take time to collect the data and go through the application process with them. But the monies that are available, in particular from private donors, they are... The qualifying criteria oftentimes is very, very strict. In other words, I have one student. We found money for him. He's a black male student athlete, and the donor wanted to make sure that these funds went to a specific person. So the qualifying criteria was they had to be between the ages of 18 to 40 years old. They had to be interested in teaching in K through 12, which means they need a master's degree in education. They have to maintain a 3.0 GPA. It's all of those variables that's associated with these funds. But by going through this process, not only was he able to get an initial grant, but most of these grants are renewable, which means you spend a lot of time the first year, but the second, third, and fourth years, it's just a matter of doing a one-page application to reapply. And as long as you maintain the criteria, for example, keeping the grade point average that's required, staying in the age group, then that's money that comes for the next 4 years, assuming that you're in your freshman year in college. So that's some of how I came to be known as the Grant Stopper.
And let me piggyback on you, Dr. Richburg, to our listeners. And again, I thank God for the listeners we have all over the world. I know at the ending of my academic career of getting my PhD, right at about $80,000. For some people, it's a little bit more. For some people, it's a little bit less. But hear me very closely. If you're getting ready to go to college, if you're looking for money, you need to talk with Dr. Richburg and his organization. Because even if I had to fill out a 4 or 5 hour application every year, Dr. Richburg, the amount of money I have spent paying on my education versus the time that it has taken for me to fill out one of those applications would have been minimal. Because, as we well know, time is money. So if it takes you hours, if it takes you days to save $80,000 or to save $20,000, it is well worth it. So if you do contact him and he gives you a task to do, my challenge is to you, because in the long run, if you don't do it, you're going to pay more than what it would take for you, for this gentleman to help you through the process. And everything that is worth something has a process. And I just wanted to piggyback on you there. Dr. Richburg, we have some callers on the line. At least they're on the switchboard. We're going to see if they have any questions or comments, okay?
Sure.
This is Dr. Butler. Do you have a question or comment for myself or our guest? Amen. We'll try another one here. Caller, this is Dr. Butler with Dr. Richburg. Do you have any questions or comments for myself or my guest?
Yes, I do. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
Oh, doing very well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My name is Ms. Jan, and I'm interested in doing a child care service. However, I recently just relocated from the New York area, and my question to Mr. Richburg would be, even though I have years of experience, because it's also my passion to take care of children and educate them, would you advise me to go back to school and continue my education, or should I just piggyback on the fact that I have 18 years of experience providing quality service to children?
Okay, Ms. Jan, first of all, thank you for your call, and I'm going to blow your anonymity to your listeners. Ms. Jan is the mother of our lovely goddaughter who's in her freshman year in college in New York State. So I thank you for the call, Ms. Jan. Someone in your position, the very first thing I would take a look at beyond your 18 years of experience is helping you to determine just how much education you would need, because there are a lot of programs out there that offer college credit for life experience. And the fact that you have the years that you have as a former business owner, those years of experience can be translated to college credits. Now, one of the impediments that a lot of people run into is that they say to themselves, well, I've been doing this for 20 years, so this should be worth 30 college credits. And that's a gross mistake that people can make. It's not a matter of how long you have done something. It's being able to demonstrate that that learning is college-level learning, meaning that we would search through the college catalog, look at the course description, and see how your experience match up with that description. And from that point, you would write an essay or a narrative or whatever the criteria may be able to get that college credit. But in your case, I'm sure an associate degree would more than suffice. You wouldn't have to go to school to get a bachelor's, master's, or a doctorate for that matter, unless you chose to. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, sweetie.
Thank you, Ms. Jan, and as a first-time listener, having heard your voice before to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, please listen again, please. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
We have two or three more here. This is Dr. Butler with Dr. Richburg. Do you have a question or comment for our guest? Amen. Dr. Richburg, We're trying the people on the switchboard. I don't know if we're having a meltdown on the equipment or some other things that are going on. We have right at 13 minutes, Dr. Richburg. I have a ton more questions to ask you. And again, because we had technical difficulty at the earlier onset of the show, at the genesis of the show, we're not going to get a chance to get to all of our questions. Although I want to give you a personal invitation to come back on the show and share with us some of your expertise, especially in leadership development and leadership training. One other question I had for you, can you give the audience, we want to make sure we give you time to do this as we are getting into our, a little bit more into our discussion, would you give the audience your contact information so they at least have an opportunity to get in contact with you if they need to,
sure,
to plug into Richburg Career Services?
Sure, sure. I'll be happy to, Dr. Butler. You can reach us at area code 803-226-0878. Again, that's 803-226-0878, or you can reach us on the web at www.richburg, that's RICHBURGCS.com. You can reach us there, and I assure you that someone will return your contact attempt promptly. While there, you'll see a tab that says Request for Services. There, you're more than happy to, you're more than welcome, rather, to fill out that information in terms of what it is you need. And me or one of my staff members will be happy to get back in touch with you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Dr. Richburg, again, you know, I've watched some of your videos, and I know you are you're big into acronyms. You know, from a cognitive standpoint, it is easier for people to understand some of the alphabets rather than some of the long vernaculars that we may see. One thing I was looking at was on your website, the acronym DIG. Would you explain to them about that and that whole process?
Sure, sure. I'd be happy to. DIG is a concept that I developed, and it simply stands for, when I encourage people to dig, the D stands for develop with help as necessary a plan of action. The I is suggesting that one be willing to invest in themselves and those that they care about. And the G is for the guidance that we and others can provide in order to help you to develop that customized plan of action that I spoke about earlier. Because when there's a plan of action and there's someone to guide and follow through with that, more times than not, we tend to be more attentive to those things rather than just free-floating out there with no real sense of direction. So I thought that acronym DIG would resonate, and obviously it has. So I'm glad to know that, Dr. Butler.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. But I was watching one of your interviews, and you were dealing with the system of mass incarceration, and I think it came up about PIC, P-I-C. So, like I said, I always try to make sure we research our guests as they're coming on. And I must say, Dr. Richburg, you, with your years of study and from what I've seen, your years of developing yourself as well as helping to develop leaders and people in their careers, I want to commend you for the work that you've done.
Thank you.
Like I said, I had an opportunity to go to an event that you put together, and I'm just amazed that you've been here for a year, and within that year, the people that you had that were there sharing the information they wanted to disseminate, very impressed. So as you are listening to me, and if you believe in the work that I do, our ministry, and our business acumen, some of the stock tips we give you and all these things, and all of those people that tell me they do believe in what we do, please make Dr. Richburg another part of your arsenal to life, because all that he has in him, he wants to help you. Now, keep in mind, like I always say, success is on purpose. If you are successful, It is on purpose. You don't just fall into success. You have to want to be successful. At the same time, failure is on purpose also. if you have your intellect and intelligence intact and you are sitting playing video games, that is on purpose. If,
absolutely,
like Dr. Richburg has said, the money is out there and you refuse to fill out the application, refuse to hit the deadline on time, and in fact, not just hit the deadline, but putting your work in weeks before the deadline, then failure is on purpose. If you go to McDonald's,
absolutely,
and don't come to work on time, you get fired. You can't blame the manager. Failure is on purpose. This gentleman,
absolutely,
is someone here to make sure that you are successful, not just in your academic life, but even after. So once again, Dr. Richberg, share with the audience your contact information, and we have about 7 more minutes. We want to talk about Richberg services and what you have to offer a little bit more, but I want to make sure that the audience has an opportunity to contact you to make sure that you're another quiver in their holster.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Again, you can reach Richberg Career Services at area code 803-226-0878 or on the web at www.richbergcs.com. Before we go, Dr. Butler, I know we only have a couple of minutes, but one piece of information I wanted to give to your listeners. We talked about college education and college degrees and how important they are, but keep in mind there are career opportunities out there that does not require college education. Recently, my wife and I, a couple of weeks ago, we were at the University of South Carolina Aiken campus, and we attended a 3-day workshop called TREAT. And TREAT was hosted by the Nuclear Workforce Initiative and the Savannah Riverside. And Aiken Technical College has an 8-week certificate program whereby, and this is a new program, by the way, interested students can go there, do that 8-week course. There's another 4 weeks of training, and you can start a career path in the nuclear industry. 37,000 jobs will be available in this industry, in this area, within the next 5 years. So that's something I'd like your listeners to plug into. Just contact Aiken Technical College, and they'll be glad to walk you through the process, because that's information that a lot of people need. And although I didn't get a chance to get to it today, one of my passions is working with black males, student athletes and non-athletes alike. And for those who are listening, keep in mind the decisions you make today can impact you tomorrow. I work with men who've had contact with the criminal justice system, and they think all is lost, but it isn't. Trust me, there are ways that past discrepancies, criminal history can be moved out of the way to prevent you from moving forward in your life. But to avoid that, just make sure you're making good decisions and thinking those things through, because trouble is easy to get into and it's very hard to get out. And Dr. Butler, I thank you again. And hopefully we'll have a chance to continue, and I can do something more focused on leadership and the role that it plays in our society.
Well, we definitely appreciate you. And you were just talking about black males. I know that you, again, the videos that I've seen and the material I read on your website. Now, keep in mind, let me say this to my listeners, because I get hit with this all the time. Is that because someone is working or has a passion for a particular ethnicity or ethnic group, don't get so caught up in all they deal with. Right now, there is a disparagement between African American males that are incarcerated and in this country, and there should be a lot of focus on developing them. Keep in mind, now, like I said, anytime I say something, I always have statistics to back it up, and my listeners know me, I don't play. So if we talk about black-on-black crime in the black community, which is at 90%, we also have to talk about the 83% in the white community. So the numbers are almost the same. We're so right to say, because of the way the media has established stuff, that there are things going on in the black community as if they don't go on in the white community. First and foremost, this is a human problem. And so because there is a certain segment of our country that has been targeted, Dr. Richberg, myself, other people, to include whites as well, are trying to help these men get themselves on their feet. And they deserve a chance, just like anyone else, not race. They deserve a chance to live a free and happy life just like anyone else. It is part of not just what this nation has promised us, it is a God right to have an opportunity. So,
amen.
Dr. Richburg, we thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. We thank you so much for what you're doing in our community. I'm going to get you out to the church to talk with some of our men about what you're sharing. I also volunteer with Challenge Academy in Columbia. I believe and I've had at one time had one student that was white and one student that was black that we undergirded. So it is men getting in trouble is a human issue. But
yes, sir.
There is a disparagement in American community of young men and targeted systematic. And my white Republican brothers, I don't want to hear it. Yes, it is true and it's out there. So so it has nothing to do with us being racist. Amen. It has nothing to do with us being racist, but it has to do with truth. You have to deal with truth. Dr. Richburg, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom. We're going to get you back on. I'll have staff get back in contact with you to set something up within the next couple of months or so. And we'd love to have your wife come on as well. Because I know you're not doing this in a vacuum, that she's helping you out. So if you have anyone in your staff that would like to come, we would like to have you all on. So thank you so much for being a part of the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.
Thank you, brother. Continue the good work.
Amen. We have some more callers on the line. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get to you on this time. Please watch our website there at clnshop.com, Christian Lifestyle Network, or our parent site, which is Zion's Bridge, for upcoming shows. And Dr. Richburg will be on there. And support this ministry. As you support this ministry, you support the things that are on the heart of God. As we tell people all the time, you know, people complain when you talk about money. Nothing happens in a vacuum. We do need finances to help us do and propel what we are doing. To get information out costs us something. So we ask you to plug into us that we may help gentlemen like Dr. Richburg and help other things. So remember, this is a place where salt and light gather. Continue to keep the light on. God bless you. Love God, love life.